You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
It is now time to say a very, very good morning to Ellen Morecambe, the publicity officer for the Nathalia Show Committee. And there is a bit of a problem happening up there. So very good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Peter. How are you going?
I'm going very well, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Okay, now, to paraphrase an old movie, Houston, we have a problem. Do tell us what the problem in Nathalia is.
Yeah, so our Nathalia show hasn't run for the last 2 years due to the COVID. It usually runs on the first Saturday in October. But even before the COVID, our committee is just dwindling down to a very small amount of people and we just need some more help, basically.
Yeah. Look, putting on a show like Nathalia, which has always been a great show over the journey, it takes a lot of work. And that, if that gets left to just a few people, in the end, you get burnout. All the other things that are going on at the moment with coronavirus, flu, all those sorts of things, it's pretty tough. And give us a bit of an idea, if people say, I can probably help out there, what would be involved in becoming a committee member on the show society?
Well, we've still got some committee members, and the people that have been on there are still staying on. We just need some new ones to take on a lot of the sort of stuff leading up to the show. Like we haven't actually got a secretary at the moment, which is probably the main thing that we need, just to coordinate, everything before, like come to the meetings, write some letters, send out invitations to the judges, just all the little bits and pieces that need to happen leading up to the show. And a few years ago, we divided the secretary job into a few little sub-jobs like trade space and sponsorship and things like that. Publicity officer, which is me, to make that job a little bit easier.
Yeah, no, that's it's important that people don't sort of look at it and go, "Oh, wow, that's a bit overwhelming." Need to split it up a bit, which leads to what we're talking about in getting more people on the committee so we can do that.
Well, I think that's what needs to happen in jobs like that. It can't be left to one person. It needs to be delegated. But you just do need to have one person to coordinate it all. The outgoing secretary is still on the committee. She's being the treasurer at the moment. So, she's been doing everything, actually. But,
Yeah, it gets a bit like that sometimes. But, look, that's not a sustainable thing because people have families and other commitments, hobbies, all those sorts of things. And whilst a show is hugely important, it really does need to have the load spread over a few people, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. Well, that's sort of what's happened. A lot of the people that were really running the show have now got quite old and have, just too old to do it, basically.
Funny how that happens, isn't it? Having the same problem myself.
Yeah. So we just need a few younger ones coming in, but, yeah. I don't know. It's everyone's busy, but yeah, the show is a really great thing. It's great for the kids. So if we can have a few more people come along, we've got a meeting on Thursday night at 7:30 in Nathalia to try and rally up a bit of support and and see if we can. We were fully planning to.
Yeah, and
I've got a young family too that's screaming in the background.
They're just making their presence felt, as you do. That's good. Let's just have a look. How many people roughly would be ideal? Because there's a lot of work in emailing people and writing letters, as you say, keeping track of the finances, coordinating a whole show. How many people are we looking for, Ellen?
Oh, look, we'd only need sort of, if we had, even just two or three, probably three really keen people that were happy to sort of take the lead and, yeah, just sort of be in charge of a couple of big things. We need some help with our horse section too.
Okay.
Just someone to, yeah, take the lead, like a head steward of the horse section, a secretary, someone to look after the trade space, and then a couple of people that are willing to help the secretary. That will probably be enough to get us going.
So if you got half a dozen, you'd be more than happy.
Yeah, that'd be really great.
Okay, well, come on, Nathalia and District. Half a dozen people doesn't sound like a whole lot. And the whole point that I often make about these things is that everyone loves a show, everyone wants a show, everyone wants to take their kids and that, and people say, where's? But, you know, these things take work. It's all voluntary. You really need to put your hand up from time to time and say, okay, and help out with this, because it's absolutely no point whinging if no one's prepared to help.
No, I know. It's just just one of those things. A lot of shows and a lot of other organisations are the same. So it's just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
if anybody can possibly help, you know, we'd love to have you. And even if not for one of those big things, you know, there's lots of other little things to do. And even jobs on the day, you know, are always looking for helpers on the day. So,
sure.
Yeah, there's lots of little things to do as well.
Okay, so there you are. The call is out for Nathalia and District people. Now, get yourself along Thursday night. Whereabouts is the meeting on Thursday night, Ellen?
Just at the Nathalia Girl Guide Hall, which is in Weir Street, near the playground.
Okay, so Weir Street, Nathalia, at what time Thursday?
7:30.
7:30, a meeting of the Nathalia Show Society, and we need you. Yes,
yep,
you,
that's
to
right.
Come along and join in, yeah. And, of course, yeah, I was saying we need half a dozen, but the more the merrier. The more you get, the less each person has to do. So, yeah.
Yes, the more the merrier, because we actually had some really good things, you know, planned for this year. We've got some really keen Lego people that are new to the town. We were going to have a big Lego feature, and the Harry Ferguson Tractor Club was celebrating 75 years, actually last year, but they're going to have a big feature as well. So we had a couple of really good things planned, and we'd really like to get the show up and running this year.
Sure. Now, when is the show planned for? When will it be held, if you can get the people to help you run it?
Saturday the 1st of October.
Saturday, October 1. Yeah, it should be a bit warmer by then. I think.
Yeah.
Hope so, anyway. But, so Thursday, Weir Street in the Girl Guides Hall, this Thursday coming, 7:30 p.m. Please, do your town a favour and get along. Check out what you can do to help the Nathalia Show get up and running. Ellen,
yeah, thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you very much for joining us this morning and letting us know. And, well, I really do hope that you get the support that you need.
Thanks very much.
Ellen, thank you. Ellen Morecambe there from the Nathalia Show Society, hoping to get some people along Thursday night so that they can get this year's show on October 1 up and running.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.